Welcome back. Barb Adams here with you on America Now. Thanks for joining me. If you're just tuning in for this hour of the show or miss any part, you can listen in anytime on my website, RadioAmericaNow.com, under archives. Well, on average, 2.5 million people die every year in the U.S., with many of those leaving behind strained relationships and unresolved issues that can plague loved ones for years. What if you could communicate with a loved one by writing them letters, and they actually wrote back? Is that even possible? Well, the process is called transpersonal journaling, and my next guest, Loanne Mayer, has chronicled her amazing experiences with it in her book, Celestial Conversations, Healing Relationships After Death. Loanne joins me this evening to show you how love can pierce the veil of death and why our loved ones never leave us. Loanne, a workshop presenter and former host of the television show Angels at Work, has studied various forms of healing for 30 years. Raising her 6 children inspired her to learn about nutrition, charismatic healing, therapeutic touch, the mind-body connection, and various forms of meditation. She's a student of A Course in Miracles and Edgar Cayce, as well as being a Reiki master. Today, she's committed to helping others and facilitates celestial circles designed to inspire and facilitate written exchanges between those in grief and their departed loved ones. If you'd like more information, visit her website, celestialconversations.com. Welcome to the show, Loanne.
Thank you so much, Barb. I'm honored to be with you.
Well, I'm honored to have you on as well. Thank you. Loanne, transpersonal journaling, what is it, and when did you start using it?
Well, I started quite by accident. I am a journaler. I've journaled most of my life on and off, but I'm not a professional journaler. And what happened with between my mother and I kind of kicked it into gear for me. My mother and I had a very difficult, strained relationship my whole life. I was her only daughter. And even though I've been involved in healing 25 years and could help other people, I was never able to reach her. She just had this very stoic Irish, very Catholic, pre-Vatican II Catholic attitude that she had to keep everything in her heart and couldn't tell anyone but perhaps the priest in confession. So by the time she died, I was just feeling so frustrated that we had never had an intimate conversation that in my conversations with another hospice person, they said, why don't you journal about it? And I thought, you know what, that's probably a good idea, out of the head, onto the paper. And I started to do it, but in the back of my mind, I knew that many people had reached through the veil. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be something if I could reach my mom and I could say to her, can you explain to me what was going on in your head, why we were not able to make that connection? So I wrote from the heart in a journal, asking her to come through to me if she possibly could so I could heal. And to my surprise and delight, she did so almost immediately in the next process of journaling. And that's been going on for 8 years, Barbara.
Wow, that's amazing. So this was something, obviously, the journaling you were very accustomed to. So the writing was familiar for you. And in writing the letter, you know, you set the stage. But I think the key word there, Loanne, what I heard you say was from the heart. It's with the heart that we can make these connections, isn't it?
Exactly. And my heart was, I had this little piece out of it that I just couldn't make that connection with her, and I couldn't understand it because she was a wonderful woman, and it introduced me to many of my metaphysical understandings and healing courses over the years. So I just felt there had to be some reason why we didn't make that connection. And of course, I never realized that 8 years later it would be a book. It was just my thing, and I didn't tell anyone, Barb, not anyone, because I just wanted to get the information and I wanted to heal myself. But it was many years later that I discovered that there's such a thing as transpersonal psychology. And in that transpersonal journaling that I was doing it before I understood what I was doing. And my mother, bless her heart, who's the teacher, helped me to write and understand what was in the way of what I hoped we would have in life, and to tell me that it was possible to have that even after death, because love moved back and forth between the veil. Who knew? Not me.
So obviously then, Loanne, what I'm hearing you say is that love really does penetrate the veil of death.
Yes, it does. And the kind of love that's very hard for us humans to understand, the closest that I can come to it in my own understanding, we have six children, and so there's this mother-daughter love, that mother-child love that I do get. I really understand that. But this love of God that allows, I believe, allows us to be immersed in love and to move that love back and forth between the veil really is something that I never understood before. My mother taught me about it.
I think what I'm hearing you say now, Loanne, too, is this is really truly a type of unconditional love where forgiveness is a big part of it.
Right. And her words and my words matched in the sense that we both wanted to find a common denominator of what was the barrier. And the barrier we both had was a judgment about the situation or the person or what was allowable, how much intimacy was allowable. And in her case, coming from an Army background, she was an Army wife and came from Irish family too, there wasn't a lot of intimacy in her growing up years, nor in her adult years, because it was World War II. And, you know, my father was out in the air, what they call the Army Air Corps, so she didn't have that opportunity to practice intimate conversations. And the older she got, the more she got afraid of them. And she got more medication, too, which I didn't know because she was not in my home. And that kind of muddies the waters of her understanding of what was going on in her life and how much I loved her.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, isn't it, Loanne, that in our latter years, sometimes the fear, and especially, as you said, fear that isn't sometimes even our own, it comes through the muddying by the drugs that we're given, you know, that we seem not to have any control over as we,
right,
end our lives. Those things, you know, we have to put those aside and try to connect through all that, don't we?
We certainly do, and sometimes we don't know how. I was a teacher of Louise Hay work for many years, and I know those barriers clearly, but I also don't know how sometimes to translate that to the ones I love. I'm much better at translating it to people I don't know. And so trying to find, threading that needle with my mom was really a challenge for me. But the minute she crossed over, she got it. She said, I'm clear. I understand now. I can look back. And the fact that I was asking her for help also allowed her, in her own way, in her own words, actually, to say that it was good karma for her to help me. So as I got understanding and I was living my life more completely and more lovingly, her own soul grew. Another thing I had no clue about.
Yeah, it's really interesting what all you have learned about this from your years of doing transpersonal journaling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and what I'm hearing too is that, you know, because grief is a part of life, it doesn't have to be debilitating. We can really learn a lot from this unfortunate, you know, depending on how it happens, of course, the unfortunate situation. It can help impart a certain type of wisdom along our journey, and we need to understand that. So, you know, I guess you've had a pretty extraordinary life because you've been able to take this and translate it into being able to help other people. And when we return, I'd really like to talk about that because transpersonal journaling, I'm sure many people are not familiar with it. So let's go through some of the steps, Loanne. When America Now returns after the break.